Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
All right, we do it every single day at this time. We hold up the headlines. Normally it's Becky Lynn, but we got Heidi today. She's ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is talking about the state, how the state is handling investments from the CHIPS Act. KTAR's Brandon King has more on what the senator had to say.
Yeah, Heidi, in his keynote address at a conference in Indiana, Senator Kelly emphasized the pandemic supply chain issues that made the CHIPS Act necessary.
We developed this $52 billion bipartisan plan to support the construction of the most advanced semiconductor manufacturing facilities right here in the United States.
Kelly said he was proud of the progress on Intel's new Chandler factory set to open next year.
Their two new factories are going to create high-paying jobs that you can actually raise a family on.
And he added that Taiwan Semiconductor's investments in Arizona are now up to $40 billion in total. Brandon King, KTAR News.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Yeah, we need this more than ever, especially with China getting ready to invade Taiwan sooner rather than later. And we need the chips here. It's great to have great paying jobs here. But it's still going to take a ways to get this stuff up and to train people, because there's a reason that Taiwan has 90% of the chip manufacturing is done there, because they understand how these things work.
And it became nothing but increasingly clear that we clearly needed them during the pandemic, and that now we still are suffering from not having them produced enough. And we're trying desperately to compete, but yet our washing machine breaks at home and we have to throw out a brand new washing machine because the chip was just done.
That's absolutely appalling. We're holding up deadlines.
At some point, the math is going to win. The math always wins.
Arizona U.S. Representative David Schweikert is calling on his fellow representatives to find a solution before funding for Medicare and Social Security runs out. He tweeted today that the president has made this conversation, quote, toxic.
We, the folks who are seeing the real math, we need to drag our brothers and sisters back to being willing to have the morality of this discussion.
This follows his comments after President Biden's February State of the Union, where he criticized the administration's lack of communication.
I'm going to tell you guys this. There's a reason that France is the way it is right now. It's called math. At the end of the day, I've said it forever and ever, math always wins, because when we do not, we're going to run out sooner than people think when it comes to Social Security and Medicare. And we had people on the Republican side stand up at the speech that night and say, we're not going to cut any of this. We're not going to do any things. Well, you better figure out how to save it, or otherwise nobody gets anything.
Well, what's the plan? This has been sustained. How are we going to change this? How are we going to make this work for us so we don't experience what they're experiencing?
There is no plan. And when, you know, what's the old saying, right? If you fail to plan to fail. And the reason that France is the way it is, they ran out of money last year. They went broke, and they were able to move some stuff around to keep them alive. And then they told everybody, you're going to have to work a little bit longer. Yeah, and of course, that's the nightmare.
Extended the age.
Yeah, you have to work to 62 now. I don't want to work to 60. I don't even want to work to 61. Hold up the headlines.
The city of Tempe is looking to provide more shelter space for people experiencing homelessness. And that includes the possibility of purchasing a failing hotel or motel. KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with the story.
Well, Heidi, the city already did something similar when it purchased the Roadway Inn on Apache Boulevard and renamed it to Sus Espacio, which can currently accommodate and provide services to around 80 people.
That hotel was sort of very run down, and you would think initially that a lot of the people who live in that neighborhood would say, we don't really want the city operating a facility of this kind next to our neighborhood.
Instead, Tempe Mayor Corey Woods says residents embraced its mission, with some seeing it as an improvement. Adding another motel could increase the city's capacity by up to 60 rooms. Live from the news center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.
How do you guys go to a hotel owner and say, hey, your hotel sucks and nobody likes it and you're not making any money, so let us buy it off you for dirt cheap? So I
there's so many, there's pros and cons to this.
Yeah.
You have a place for them to go. You're sheltering people. It's affordable housing in a sense. You're getting people off the streets. But there's also other concerns. You want to talk about if a certain neighborhood, this neighborhood, it sounds like they embraced it and they were okay with it. There's other neighbors that are probably going to be pissed about it.
If I have a hotel next to this hotel, I'm not thrilled by people wandering around aimlessly.
Also, there is a lot of conversation in what that does in, you know, a certain demographic or area as to, you know, you could say medical response and or police presence and response. You know, if it's just a run-of-the-mill hotel, you know, but all of a sudden you're going to put different people in that hotel, how often will, you know, ambulances need to be called there and certain things like that.
They actually tried this in LA during the pandemic when all the hotels were closed and it didn't work.
And they trashed the places, they destroyed the places. Well, Nobody stays in there.
There's one off of I-17 in Peoria, or maybe I think they called it US Vets, and it's solely dedicated to veterans that are experiencing homelessness. And it's a multi-agency kind of deal, and it is really cool. They're helping vets get back on their feet, pairing them with VA resources. That's really cool. Clearly, there it's for veterans, it's specific, but I don't know, man.
I feel like this is, they're going to try a lot of different things, and I got to be honest, I just don't think a lot of these things are going to pull off the way they want, because you're dealing with human beings who have serious issues and flaws. We're holding up the headlines.
KTAR News.
Bacon
Water
Watch.
Arizona has already taken big cuts from the Colorado River, and more are likely ahead. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego says the city is moving forward with a plan to recycle more than 60 million gallons of wastewater per day to reduce our dependence on the Colorado River.
The process includes ozone disinfection, reverse osmosis, and granular activated carbon treatment. That new technology will treat wastewater and return it to our system instead of releasing it to the Salt River or to an aquifer.
The first of five public meetings on Phoenix's proposed rate increase for water and water services is tonight at 6 at Paradise Valley Community College.
It's just every time we hear this, it is, you know, now that he's not here, we're going to do it one day, right, guys?
We're going to swap his water.
We're going to swap his water for aqua fecal. What is he called it? Poop water. But yeah, Gatos, he's not for this. I don't have a problem with it. It's going to go through enough stuff that it's going to be absolutely fine.
I mean, what's worse, having like chemicals in your water or poop? I know that sounds terrible. I can't believe I even just said that, but that's a real question.
It's just
question.
Another probiotic.
All natural, baby.
Come on. What do they tell you? Don't take your phone to the bathroom, right? You're playing Candy Crush, and then all of a sudden. We need to do something, and this is a perfect thing to try because we're not doing any of the salt water.
Reuse. Recycle.
There you go. She gets it. So we're holding up the headlines.
Former NBA player and Suns general manager Lance Blanks is dead at 56, according to a statement from the NBA. Blanks played for the Detroit Pistons and Minnesota Timberwolves before eventually becoming the Phoenix Suns general manager in 2010. His son, Riley Blanks Reed, called him his person, his teacher, idol, and best friend.
Yeah, I mean, 56 is young. Start getting to that point where you start looking around. And you say, people, you know, you're always like, what happened to him? But he died at 56 years young. That is not old anymore.
No.
It is not. So, you know, this was a guy's, you know, Spurs scouting director, broadcaster, and of course, former Suns, you know, GM, and lost today at age 56. We're holding up the headlines to it every single day, brought to you by Carol Royce, CarolSbuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.